All right, good morning, guys. This is a notice of the Commissioners Court meeting of Upsher County, Friday, August 29th, 2025, at 10 a.m. I declare a quorum is present. Honorable Todd Tepteller is still away at conference. So we're gonna get started with agenda item number one, invocation and pledges. The prayer will be led by Commissioner Dolly, and the pledges will be led by Commissioner J.W. Miller.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for this day, and we're thankful for the rain that you're providing for us that we were in such a need of. Thank you for answering our prayers. And Father, we ask you to be with us this day in this court and help us to do what is right for the citizens of Upsher County. And Father, we're thankful that you protected our officers during their manhunt and during the successful arrest of the individual. Thank you, dear Lord, for all the things that you do for us to protect us and keep us, lead us and guide us. Thank you for your Son who gave his life that we might have life for eternity. And Lord, we come today and we ask you to be with our first responders, our law enforcement, military, as they watch after us and take care of us 24/7, willing to give their lives to see that we live safely. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Make a vote. Item number two, citizen comments.
There are none.
Okay, thank you, Clark. All right, item number three, consider and take action on the approval of A, the minutes of previous meeting, B, payroll changes, C, payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payables, F, accept for recording of audit reports, treasury reports, bonds, oath, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, refund of overpayments or enormous tax payments in excess of $2,500, or order set the salaries of the Upsher County auditor and assistant auditors, interlocal agreement for 911 public safety answering point service, and applications for use of Upsher County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
I make a motion that we approve item 3A through F.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number four, discuss and take possible action on the FY26 proposed budget. Do we have anybody here today to discuss the proposed budget?
I do have some changes that the court will need to approve. We can do that now, or we can do it when we open the public meeting. It's totally up to you.
That's however you want.
We'll go ahead and discuss the changes, I guess, before the public meeting.
Okay.
I need to make two changes to the proposed budget. The first one is I need to move $100,000 out of the budget for the courthouse renovation contingency county match to contract services mitigation for a very high possible additional mitigation cost for the gas leak. And the second one is I need to include the stipends. I increase the stipends for the JV board. We provide stipends to the two judges by $1,800 each.
Increase the stipend for all four of the JVs?
No, sir. It's the Juvenile Probation Board provides a stipend for the two judges that serve on the board. So those are going to be increased by $1,800 each.
Would you like action on that, or would you like to do action on that in the public?
We could go ahead and do that now, and okay, then just do the public meeting.
Okay.
Need a motion?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the budget changes that Ms. Connie just talked about.
Second.
We got a motion and a second for the budget changes on the FY26 proposed budget. Any further discussion? There is none, I take a vote.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number 5, discuss and take action to schedule the public hearing on the tax increase any rate above the known new revenue rate for September the 15th, 2025 at 10 a.m. Ms. Williams?
That's something that has already been noticed, and it's just scheduling the public hearing. Okay. So.
Can I get a motion? 9-5.
Make a motion for 9-5.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? I hear none, we'll vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number 6, discuss and take action to schedule the adoption of the property tax rate for the FY26 budget for September the 15th, 2025 at 10 a.m.
Motion for 9-6.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I hear none, we'll vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Item number 7, discuss and take action to schedule the adoption of the FY26 budget for September the 15th, 2025 at 10 a.m.
Motion. Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I hear none, we all vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
We'll be busy on the
15th. You want to be getting started
with
time.
Thanks
very much. I'll be sure to quote that, Mike.
Item number 8, hear any updates and discuss and take necessary action concerning the Round 12 Courthouse grant renovation. Ms. Williams.
I have no updates that Judge LaFleur did not go over the last time. I think we're still, it appears we're still at the February deadline.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for substantial completion. The furniture that was ordered has been built. That's the good news. And they are staining it, and they are staining it the same color as the trim in the courthouse, which is Fruitwood. So that's going to be a really nice addition, and that's scheduled for delivery in December, and they should have a room ready for me to be able to store that in the courthouse. I have received no further change orders, which is good news, and so, you know, from where we stand right now, we're on budget, and does not look like we'll exceed budget, but again, we don't finish till the end of February, so.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
And we were just talking
too. Yeah. All right. Item number 9, hear from the Road and Bridge Administrator with any updates of the county roads in East Richland.
I'll make it clear right here, probably is. Sum it all up, the oil season is officially over for us. We were out, finished a month early, so 14 miles of road. That's pretty much just divided in between every one of y'all sitting there. So, still have a half mile. I'm holding back for you. If this changes, the weather's right, I'll finish it, but that will be it.
Okay.
Okay.
The court have any questions?
I think when we go back for just a minute to the adjustment on number 4. Honey, you said that you wanted to move $100,000 to from the courthouse contingency fund.
No, sir. It's actually the reserve that I have every budget year for our match. In other words, our match was a substantial amount. So rather than trying to come up with all of that in one year, I had each year since fiscal year 23 a small amount put aside to transfer over for our match. And so what I'm going to have to do is reduce that by $100,000, what I had planned for FY26, given recent information on the mitigation.
Okay. So you're moving $100,000 out of the courthouse reserve funds that's for the grant match.
Yes, sir.
And if you're moving it to contract services mitigation, could you briefly explain that?
Contracts, so we have a contractor that we hired. It's been discussed in other sessions. They have been working with us now for, Commissioner Dolly, is it 2 years? 2 years now. And it's mitigation for the gas leak that we had out at Roden Bridge.
For the gas leak spill?
Mm-hmm.
It was a leak.
Gas leak, okay.
Clarify that.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, definitely. But that's right. I don't remember Todd calling me about that when it happened.
Line item 10, discuss to take action to approve contract with Cofile to preserve deed record volumes, deed roofing the amount of $50,969.34 to come from the county clerk record records preservation.
Ms. Ross?
Yes, I have received a quote from Cofile. They are going to preserve 13 more of my books, like in the hard binders that are
waterproof,
fireproof, and real nice presentation, but that'll come out of my records preservation fund, and just as a formality, I have to get it approved through court to be able to do that, but the funds are there for that, and I think that's going to be really nice, and I hope to bring those books back to the courthouse to kind of display them. And
yeah, we stopped by their booth.
Really nice.
She said, say hi to you. What they had out there.
It's very nice. I think it's a good move for the county for the future. And
it's our history.
Will they be digital to where we can?
They're already digital.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did that a long time ago. This is just preserving. It's mainly the handwritten, the big old deed books. Yeah. Put them in good binders.
How exactly will they be preserved?
They're like encapsulated in
a film.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she said they take them
acid free and all. I don't know. They have all this process that they do. And
sort
so.
Of like they like laminate it, sort of?
Kind of, but.
Kind of a different process.
It
they
will
do
preserve
lay
them forever, you know. Okay. So.
They said they're going to dig 13 books of records that are, and the books are both fireproof and waterproof.
Yes.
This money's already budgeted then. This is not.
Yes.
This is Ms.
Absolutely.
Ross's fund that she's using.
Right.
Is it like every individual page or is it? Wow.
It's every individual page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they take it all apart, debind it, rebind it.
Yep. Yes. Cool. Yes, it's really nice. I have one book done that they did for me, and so this is, you know, since it's kind of costly, I'll do, but this should get me a long way. So
anyway. How many books more do you have after these?
Well, the handwritten I wanted to do obviously through A through Z,
sure.
But this will get me almost there. So maybe next year I might can finish the rest of them. So
how many years have you been doing this?
Since she's been in office.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Since 2015, for 10 years now. Yeah. Yeah, so
she was the first one to take them this year.
Yep.
City is Cofile located
in Dallas.
And they're taking books through Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. And Commissioner Miller.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. We don't have no more discussion on that. We need a motion on item 10.
I make a motion we approve the contract with Cofile to preserve deed records, volumes deed through B, in the amount of $50,969.34 to come from the county clerk records preservation fund.
Second.
2 seconds. We got 2 seconds. All right. We don't have no more discussion. We'll take a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Well, we still need that.
Yeah, when I go with those,
All right. So we got motion, 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
This section of the commissioner's court is now finished. All right, so now we're going to go over to our notice of our public meeting. I declare a quorum is present. Honorable Todd Tapps Miller is still away at conference. This is notice of public meeting, Commissioner's Court hearing Friday, August 29, 2025 at 10 a.m. We'll jump in this now. Line item number one, the Commissioner's Court will conduct a public hearing concerning the FY26 proposed budget. Do y'all have any questions or concerns on the proposed budget? Anybody in attendance have any questions, concerns on the proposed budget?
Connie, would you state the, I think you talked about it before, but it may have changed. What is the proposed budget and how much is it compared to last year?
It has not changed since last meeting, and you did ask about it then, but it is the total for, excuse me, the general insurance fund combined, that doesn't include the dedicated funds, is $23,968,480. And that is an increase of $1,647,157 over the prior year. And what I noted last time, Philip, is $400,000 of that increase was an increased transfer to insurance fund. So insurance fund, because of the increased cost, is having to have a budget $400,000 higher than last year. And that's a substantial amount of that increase. And then of that increase, we have $500,000 that is budgeted for one-time equipment costs for road and bridge.
Okay. You said $400,000 of the $1.6 million.
Yes, is a result of the increase in insurance costs. An additional $400,000 is needed there.
Okay, and you have $500,000 for road and bridge equipment?
Yes, sir. Earmarked for road and bridge equipment to start on the list that he provided of all the equipment that he needed.
The dedicated fund, now those are funds that have to be expended for a particular purpose.
Yes, sir. They're either dedicated funds that come from court fees, or it could be the district attorney has some dedicated funds, or it could be grants. It's funds that the general fund cannot use, nor can the insurance fund. So it's dedicated for either grants or specific purposes.
It's not from tax money.
No, sir. Those are not. Those would be from either grants or fees.
Okay. And how much is that budget in compared to last year, please?
That number I do not have, Philip, but okay. I can give that to you later.
Okay.
There is a substantial increase over last year because of the THC grant and also the SB 22 grants. Were two very large grants, so it really the driver is grants. The more grants we get, the higher that budget is.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Anything else, Ms. Pollock?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. So, item number one, we don't have to take any action on because we already did some of that stuff in the previous agenda. So, item number two, discuss take action on the FY 26 proposed budget. I want to make any changes in the table on the budget.
It's me.
All right. We can adjourn. Make a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0.
Has there ever been a shorter Upshur County?
Yes. I've covered 18 minutes.